Healthcare leaders in Western Massachusetts continue to prepare for a surge in coronavirus patients. When that will happen and how bad it will be are unknown. Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health, spoke Monday at Springfield City Hall.
As of yesterday, there were 121 inpatients with COVID across the Bay State system, 68 people under investigation, that is suspected cases, 43 people requiring critical care. On the good news side, about a third of the people that we have admitted with COVID infection, including many who were on mechanical ventilation, have been able to be discharged home, which is really good news. And so there have been some wins. And so I think it's important to keep track of that. With regard to personal protective equipment, we continue to pursue multiple deals, have many irons in the fire at once. We're unfortunately bidding against other states and regions and health systems, so we're paying about 10 times what we'd normally pay. We've started to sterilize and reuse the N95 masks, and that extends their life. We've hired over 50 PPE coaches, because technique is just as important as the right equipment. And if people forget and don't use the right technique and contaminate themselves as they're taking this stuff off, it can still be a big problem. We're happy that we have not seen any spread of the disease in healthcare workers who are caring for COVID patients, which says to us that our approach is working, and we're pleased about that. We have seen employees who have acquired the disease, but they seem to have done so through the community in relation to certain community clusters. On the testing front, we are beginning testing this week up at our Holyoke Lab Center. A big thank you goes out to Governor Baker and Congressman Neal, who twisted some arms to get us the needed chemicals and swabs. What that's going to mean is we'll be able to expand the scope of our testing. Right now we're doing healthcare workers, inpatients, and first responders. We'd then like to move to people who are in congregate living situations like skilled nursing facilities, shelters, etc. And then finally to get to our patients who are suffering at home from this disease, who've been waiting a long time and are getting a little exasperated as we are by the inability to test more widely. We hopefully will be announcing centers for drive-through testing for ambulatory patients, and I'm hopefully be able to give you more details on that next week. In terms of the bed situation, there are roughly 500 patients in hospital beds at Bay State Medical Center today. It's important to remember that there are roughly 200 who are either COVID positive or suspected, but there's another 300 in a different areas of the hospital who have all the usual stuff: trauma, heart surgery, heart attacks, obstetrics, routine pediatric care, cancer. All of that stuff is still going on, and our hospital operations people have done an incredible job moving people around and staying one step ahead of the bed need. We believe that through the use of some non-traditional hospital areas like post-op recovery areas rather than routine rooms, our usual 720-bed hospital will be as large as 840 beds. So as of today, we still have headroom for another 300-plus patients, which is important. Our hospital leaders are this morning walking through the Mass Mutual Center with the Mass Emergency Management Agency, MEMA, and it's going to be important for us to figure out how a facility in Mass Mutual fits into the puzzle here in terms of the bed situation, not only in our hospital, but all the hospitals of the region. Similarly, we're working with the owners of some skilled nursing facilities to try to build out that capacity, that is to say, patients in a nursing home setting who are COVID positive. We have, like many people, been looking at epidemiologic models. These are kind of like weather forecasting, they can be just as inaccurate as weather forecasts sometimes are. But they do give us at least some warning about what we might be looking at. I know that there have been some publications of national models suggesting a surge or a peak in the middle part of April. What we're seeing from our Western Mass models would suggest that the peak might be a little later, sometime in May, possibly even into early June. And that's really our goal. Our goal is to do a nice slow burn here that doesn't exhaust the capacity of our hospital systems, and not to have some big explosion like they had in northern Italy and are currently having in New York, which causes the whole system to be overwhelmed. But that, which direction we go depends very much on our community and their willingness to tolerate, maybe even for longer than we expected, some of these so-called social distancing guidelines.